Blaggart chose a strawberry, dipping it in the rich golden-tinged cream. It vanished into his mouth.
Wonderful. Now, Captain, I'm only obeying orders. You tell me never to mention that black shadow as long as I live, so I can't tell you.
Slip felt the hair rise at the nape of his neck again.
Black shadow? With the black shadow there?
He croaked. Blaggart sorted through his bowl of strawberries until he found the biggest of all.
God tell you, Captain. You said black shadows don't happen, and I was to forget it all. So I'm forgetting it, Captain.
Slip was trying hard to keep his claws away from Blaggart's obstinate neck. He tried another ploy.
You're right, mate. Don't mention that other shadow thing. Just tell me about the treasure, or the place it's buried in.
Blaggart piled cream onto his big strawberry until it was completely covered and held it near his mouth.
Hang on a cheek, Captain.
The infuriated Slip had to sit, waiting while his former bosun munched away with a look of delight pasted on his oafish face. Blaggart finished and licked the cream from his lips.
Never had more prime victuals in me life. Oh, now, where was I? The secret treasure of Redwall Abbey. Aye, that's where I was. It's buried at the corner of the southeast wall. 79 steps from the building itself.
79 steps, you say?
The captain managed to keep a straight face.
Aye. That's how the mousy babe measured it out. And that little cove knows how to count. Take my affidavit on it. I knows the exact spot where it lies. Truth to tell, I was starting to dig it up when... But I promised I wouldn't mention that. Begging your pardon, Captain.
Slip relaxed and began searching his own bowl for big strawberries to dip in the cream.
I've got it now,
he said.
You're telling me that you knows where the treasure is buried. The very spot. Now, you was just going to dig it up when what we vowed never to mention again came and scared you off, is that right?
Blaggart poured himself some cordial, watching it fizz.
Education's a great thing, Captain. How do they put the little bubbles in this grog? Yowch! I told you, I knows where the treasure lies, Captain. No need to keep kicking me.
Further conversation was halted by the tinkle of the abbot's bell. A smile hovered about the face of Sextus as he made his announcement.
Attention, friends. Tonight at dusk, we will gather by the pond for a concert. Every beast is allowed to take part, but I beg you to keep any songs and dances brief, so that all may have a chance to perform. There will be a number of prizes, the main one being a silver cup donated by Mellis. Dibbons can stay up late to take part. Thank you.
There was a rousing cheer from the Redwallers. Then they left the tables to go about any remaining chores, discussing with one another what they would do at the concert. Slip murmured out the corner of his mouth to Blaggart.
Perfect. While they're singing and jigging, we'll be digging the treasure up.
Blaggart was about to raise an objection when a large black shadow fell over them both. He covered his face with both paws and tried to hide beneath the table, but it was only Mellis.
Slip, haven't you got work to finish in the kitchens?
She asked.
Blaggart, come from under that table. You'll be needed to gather wood for the fire by the pond. Come on, you two, look lively, or you won't get a chance to do your bit at the concert this evening.
Blaggart and Slip looked at each other nonplussed.
Do our bit,
groaned Slip. The Sea Rat captain snorted as he gathered up dishes.
The only bit we'll be doing is robbing the treasure from this place and making a run for it. And 'tis woe betide any beast who gets in the way.